Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
You guys might have seen this story on 11 Alive a couple of days ago. If you did, I'm sure you were as infuriated about it as we were when we got wind of it also.
So it was quite a scene.
And Valerie Cheatham, assistant manager of precious jewelry at Neiman Marcus, was in the middle of it on August 2nd.
Two of my coworkers and an Atlanta City police officer who works part-time for us were pointing out the windows, saying that there were two dogs locked in a car in the parking deck.
Cheatham says it was 90 degrees. She got the number for animal control and went to write down the tag number on the black BMW when she realized the sunroof was open and decided to get some water to the dogs.
Because the car was so tall, I could not reach inside, so I took my shoes off and got on the hood. And that's when the owner came out, yelling, screaming, cursing.
The owner of the dogs, Ramona Lindsay, says Cheatham damaged her $80,000 car. She complained about Cheatham's actions to store managers and filed a police report.
On the telephone, the owner of the dogs, Ramona Lindsay, told us she loves her animals and that they go everywhere with her, and that on this day, she left her sunroof open and her window slightly cracked. She says her dogs were fine.
But in the police report, the officer says other customers complained of seeing the dogs in the car. And Atlanta Humane Society officials say even with the sunroof open, the temperature can climb to 105 degrees in under 5 minutes. Lindsay, who says she spends thousands of dollars a year at the store, says she was trying on clothes for between 15 and 40 minutes. Cheatham was fired for improper behavior.
If you had to do over,
I would do it again. I told our human resources manager that I was 46 years old. I'd never been fired from a job. I'd given almost 10 years of my life to that company. And I said, tonight I'm going to go home and sleep like a baby. And I hope the people in corporate can do the same.
Can you believe
that? Good for her for doing that. Absolutely.
Can you believe that? Awesome. What do you think, Jeff?
Nothing. Fascinating.
Speaks for itself, huh?
Yeah, same thing I emailed you before. I'll never shop at that store again.
Yeah.
Neiman Marcus.
Because Ramona.
Any of them.
Because Ramona Lindsay, that's the name of the woman who was the dog owner.
Uh-huh.
She enjoys that car more than she enjoys her dog. Like, she's upset about her $80,000 car, and she's got two lives in the car that she put at risk.
Now, she says she was in there from 15 to 40 minutes, and I'm a member of the Humane Society, and I have these little stats for you here.
She's ready to go.
On an 85-degree day. Okay, just 85. No, it was hotter than that. In 10 minutes, the temperature in a car climbs to 102 degrees. In 20 minutes, the temperature climbs to 120 degrees on an 85-degree day. She was in there between 15 and 40 minutes. That causes brain damage, death, ruptured blood vessels. I mean, it can kill your dog. And there was actually an arrest made not 2 weeks ago for another person who would lock dogs in their car. It just, it's the worst thing to do. And I would have done, say, I would have broken a window, though.
Now, she's saying that, well, my sunroof was open, so they were getting air. Everything was fine.
Yeah, there's not circulation, honey. No.
Well, Valerie Cheatham was the assistant manager at Neiman Marcus in Buckhead. And like she says during the 11 Alive clip there, she was there for 10 years of service.
Wow.
And she's the employee that got fired. And Valerie's on with us right now. Hey, Valerie.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
I mean, shocked. Like, how did this all go down? After Ramona obviously got upset that you climbed on her car, she goes back in and talks to your manager, and tell us about that conversation.
Well, what happened was that after she was yelling at me, told me to get off the car, there was a bit more confrontation. She said she wanted to smack me in the face, but she didn't want to be arrested. She knocked the water out of my hand, said, get your GD water out of here. She said she was going to call the police. And at that moment, I realized the police would be a good idea. And I knew that there was a police officer who was there watching what happened because she worked security for us,
mm-hmm.
but could not leave her post. So I wanted to get the police also. So that's when I said, come on, let's go inside. And when we walked inside, that's when I tried to drop into the background. And she started yelling and screaming at the officer.
I'm curious, did it say in that clip what kind of dogs these were? I mean, I'm assuming.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
like little,
I'm assuming.
Right.
Because I make,
just this side of a ferret dog?
Yeah, because I make a conscious effort not to take my big golden retriever right. in my car in the summertime. I mean, he is so wanting a car ride, and I can't give it to right. him because I'm a responsible pet owner. Ramona, Lindsay's dogs, how big are they?
I hate to disappoint you. One was a standard poodle. The other one, actually, I never saw. I just had an impression of a smaller white dog.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard poodle was the one that got out of the car twice and tried to come into the store.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Just wanted the air conditioning.
I don't know.
404-741-1005. So let me just set the scene here again. You're inside the store, and somebody comes into you and complains about this car. You don't know who Ramona Lindsay is at that point.
No, I was walking back into my department when two of the co-workers and the police officer were pointing out the door, which is glass, and just said that there were the two dogs locked in the parking lot.
Okay.
I did not realize this was even an Eamon Marcus client because she was in the common parking lot. She could have been in any of 200 stores.
What do you know what time of day it was? Remember what time of day it was and what the temperature was about?
Yeah, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I did look online after all this happened, and at that time it was 89 degrees.
89
degrees at that point. So I'm really interested in the response from Neiman Marcus. So this woman complains because you walked on her car. I'm assuming you took your shoes off.
I did.
All right, so you get on the hood of her car, and you have, what, a bowl of water in hand to give to the dogs inside the car?
I have a little plastic bowl and a plastic bottle of water. And I had been on there for about 2 seconds because I didn't even have time to get up to the sunroof,
mm-hmm.
which, interestingly enough, she complained that there were scratches on her sunroof.
Which was open.
Right.
And okay. You didn't even make it the dogs.
But that you never but that you never touched.
I never touched.
Right.
What was the reason for your dismissal?
They said inappropriate behavior. I was told that Neiman Marcus's position was that I should have gone through proper channels, that is, calling mall security, which that's what I was doing with the phone number for animal control. I did find out, however, after all of this happened and I was terminated, I got a copy of the police report
mm-hmm.
that said that the officer who took the report had several complaints also and had called mall security, and mall security went out. Saw that the sunroof was open and said, the dogs are okay. But my question is what kind of training do mall security personnel or even police officers have on animal welfare? Because there are beginning and intermediate stages of heat distress, and a dog should not have to be comatose before someone decides it's too late.
Now, I'm not saying that this is right. This is just, it seems like an obvious question. Do you know the spending history of Ramona at Neiman Marcus?
Not at all. No. So, and I don't think That should be it. One thing that I'm afraid that people are going to lose focus on this, because for me, this whole thing is not about me. It's not about her. I want people just to think about the animals that we share our lives with, and that we should put, I think we should put their needs before ours.
Well, you know, part of me wonders if people should ask the question, even though I'm not sure if people who would leave their animals in a hot car would be able to determine this, but I'm hoping they will. Like, would you leave your baby in that car? You know, if you say no, then you can't leave another life in that car. It is still a life, you know?
And then you can't use the answer that I love my pets. They're in the car with me all the time.
Well, one thing that was in my mind of this whole thing was, I don't know if you remember 2 years ago, the little 3-year-old who was left in a car about a block away from Eamon Marquis.
Of course.
And she was not on the top deck where there was no sun. She was even in, you know, in the lower parking deck where there was shade, and was checked on several times during the day by her mother, and she died.
Well, all the stuff leading up to it, like, that's all irrelevant, like the dogs being left in the car. It's just a situation, like, I'm more upset that you have lost your job
over
this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because regardless of whether it's dogs in a car or a lost child or a shoplifter or, you know, a man, you know, hitting a small child or a woman or whatever, you attempted to intervene on something for the better good, and rather than praising you for going above and beyond the call of duty to be, I mean, you know, I mean,
my assumption is this woman spends $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 at Neiman Marcus every year. My assumption. She's driving around in an $80,000 car. She's driving around with the dogs in the car. That's just my assumption. I may be totally out of line. But maybe Neiman Marcus takes a look at that and says, well, this woman is a big spender here. I mean, it's going to be easier for us to lose an employee than it is $50,000 spender.
I mean, I'm angry that they fired her. And I'm also angry at Ramona Lindsay. I'm saying her last name so that her friends know exactly what she did. That she didn't take responsibility for her actions.
Right.
You know, this is, goes right into play with that. Like, she is someone who's obviously, I don't know. You have to take responsibility for your actions. Even if you're embarrassed, if you've done something wrong, then don't. Now a woman has lost her job because Ramona got embarrassed.
Before we jump to conclusions about things, we do have Ramona's phone number, so we should at least try to get her on to tell her side of the story. You want to try to get her on?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second, Valerie.
Okay, sure.
Have you talked to her yet face-to-face?
Oh, no.
Just since she did the attempted slap?
Valerie, do you have any recourse with your former employer?
I don't know, and that's really not something that I want to concentrate on now. I want to concentrate on me and becoming gainfully employed again.
Right. I'm sure you won't have any problem finding a job.
Yeah.
How long did you work there?
It was 9 years back in March.
Hi, is this Ramona?
Hold on 1 second.
Hi, Ramona. It's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show, Q100 Radio. I'm wondering if we could talk to you on the air for just a second. Talk to you? Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show, Q100 Radio. The story that was on 11 Alive. What's your attorney's name? I have to call her back. She hung up. Got disconnected.
Oh, she must have bad cell phone, you think?
Yeah.
So she won't come on. What'd she say? Call my attorney?
Yeah, but she's got to tell me her attorney's name before I do that.
It's that Nugent dude. Hold on, the phone calls are starting to come in.
I don't think that he would take her case.
Right, even I can't help you. One call doesn't do it all here, sorry. Right.
Sorry, you locked your dogs in the car.
Hey, Terry, you're on all the hits, Q100, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm just curious, I'm a dog owner and I'm a human resources manager, and I'm just curious to know, what grounds did they terminate you on? I mean, what did they say when they terminated you for that?
It was coded as inappropriate behavior.
Well, I would sue them for wrongful termination. I mean, clearly, there was a reason why you went out to, you know, the car. And, you know, if there was no damage to the car, I just can't believe that they would fire you over something like that. I mean, so it's so clear that you were trying to help the animals. And I think somebody said it earlier, people are so selfish when it comes to their pets. You know, it's all about them. I love my dog, so I'm going to take my dog and leave them in a, you know, 105-degree car. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous. And if I were you, the advice I would give you as a human resources professional, I would sue them for wrongful termination. I mean, clearly there were witnesses there that saw that the dogs were in the car. They weren't properly ventilated. It was hot. And I would sue them for wrongful termination.
Didn't Jessica come in here one day and tell us that it was actually okay for you to bring dogs in the Neiman Marcus?
No, I think that's Bloomingdale's, it's which, Bloomingdale. By the way, is a much better store than Neiman Marcus.
Obviously. Actually, Neiman Marcus is dog friendly. We have customers, had customers that would regularly bring in their smaller dogs in the carriers. And those dogs had fun because they would come out and the sales associates and would all play with them and they had attention.
So she could have brought the dogs in the store and nobody would have kicked her out for that, especially if she's
spending money.
A big spender, yeah.
Right. Now, Valerie, I'm curious, do you think this is also a case of the squeaky wheel gets the oil? Because you said once you got back into the store, and I'm not justifying it, I'm just curious. You got back into the store and you said you kind of, at that point, wanted to, you know, lay low. And it was Ramona Lindsay who made the biggest stink as soon as she got in the store. And they just kind of, you know, caved to her.
Well, once I walked into the store, I realized, you know, now I am on Neiman Marcus property mm-hmm. as an employee. So I just sort of sidled behind the police officer and didn't say another word to her, mm-hmm. even though she was calling me names. She even said, I hope you're somebody because I'm going to have your job.
You can so get such a good visual of what yeah. exactly transpired when you walked in this store. You just see this woman up in arms screaming. You're kind of like, it wasn't me.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Like, I'm not happening. Where's my office?
Now, that's an inappropriate time, Jen, when Ramona Lindsay pitched a fit. That she should not have pitched a
right,
fit.
Right.
Ramona Lindsay you're talking about?
Ramona Lindsay.
Okay.
I just called her, and the first time she said, I need to speak to my attorney, and then hung up on me, and I called back. And she won't give me her attorney's name, and then the third time I called, she just won't answer.
Okay.
So I don't think she has an attorney. I think she...
I don't think you're anybody, though. That's why she didn't come talk to
me. No, I don't think she has an attorney.
I wanted to tell her she could have my job, but then she wouldn't be able to afford the $80,000.
Right. Did you call her up, Jeff, and tell her that you're the guy that does the stuff at the Braves games in between innings? Does she know?
I think she's actually been the drill in the tool race before.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Well, I am a regional recruiter for Limited Brands, and we actually are dog lovers, and I would love to talk to her about an opportunity to come work for us.
Yeah. Valerie, is this kind of job that you're looking for?
I'm sorry?
Is this the kind of job that you're looking for?
You know, it could be. I'm not so sure I want retail again.
Well, I think the limited customers are much less high maintenance than the Neiman customers.
Yeah,
but I would like to talk to you.
Well, I'd love to give you my information because we actually represent the Limited, Express, Victoria's Secret, and Bath & Body Works.
Well,
and
go.
I handle all the store managers and above positions. So I'd love to talk to her and get her in touch.
All I heard was Victoria's Secret. Hold on.
Can we get a gift card for there?
Valerie, there are a whole bunch of people are calling up and actually offering you jobs, and like Jeff said, we knew this would happen.
Well, and I'm so glad everybody's being so generous with offering Valerie jobs, but I also think that the loudest voice you can have is not shopping at Neiman Marcus. I mean that's what we always talk about, is that, you know,
taking a stand.
Absolutely.
I mean your money is where it's going to hurt them the most.
Because that's why I say Ramona Lindsay's name. I mean, get mad at me for saying her name, but she's the one that put the dogs in her car, and she's the one that took this woman's job. And Neiman Marcus is the one that allowed her to come into the store, badmouth their employee, put these dogs' lives in danger that their employee was trying to be a hero about, and let her go. So absolutely take action.
When 11 Alive called Neiman Marcus, a corporate spokesperson says they don't comment on personal issues or personnel issues.
There you go.
Valerie, if Neiman Marcus came back to you tomorrow and said, oof, boy, did we screw things up. We handle things totally incorrectly there. Why don't you come on back? We'll give you another $10,000. Would you take your job back at Neiman Marcus?
Not after I had the heart attack.
You don't think they'd call?
I don't think they'd call.
You think there's no chance? Huh? So no way, nothing they could do to make it right for you?
It's not that.
Maybe they could pay for some public service announcements about not leaving the dogs in hot cars.
Maybe a nice donation to the Homeless Pets Foundation.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think, and regardless of that, I mean, they made a wrong decision, and I don't see any reason for anyone to shop there. Like,
well,
you know, why?
Well, like Jen is saying, the only way that you really get to protest in a place like this, unless you're going out there with signs, is just not work. It's just not shop there.
I mean, this is a country of money, and they let money speak to them when they made their decision. They, mm-hmm. you know, like Bert had said, we are insinuating, but that Ramona Lindsay was a regular there, probably spent a lot of money there, and Neiman Marcus took her side. So money speaks, so, you know, don't shop there.
All right, Valerie, we'd love to keep in touch with you, and we want to get your email address and phone number, too, because there's a whole bunch of people that really want to help you out in this whole thing.
Well, thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for coming on with us. We sure do appreciate it also.
Sure.
Bye now.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So I got a question for y'all. Actually, it's for the listeners because you guys can't help me out with this, not okay. Even a little bit. So Stacy and I have been talking about having a second child.
Right.
We're in negotiations right now. All right. She's not a little bit more on the fence about it. I want to have a second child, and Stacy really is like, you know, she just hated being pregnant, and it was a tough pregnancy, and Hayden came 6 weeks early, so we had to leave the hospital without him. It was just a bitch of a time. It really was. And she never felt comfortable. She got the gestational diabetes, and I could point to 100 different things that just made her really uncomfortable during her pregnancy, you know, so she's not real eager to go through the whole thing again. Well, Hayden is now almost 3 years old, and I am just looking at this angel, and everything he does to me is just so fun and so funny, and I have found more love in my heart over the last 2.5 years than I even knew I had in me, you know? And every time he does something really cool or we have a moment, I say to Stacy, how can we not want to do this again? This is so awesome. So we've been talking to a lot of our friends that have children and have more than one child. And the thing that we keep hearing is this one stereotypical comment,
mm-hmm.
that they would never say that they have regretted having the second child, but they think they would have said that they regretted not having it.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking into their future and they say, look, when I'm 65 years old, or I have never met somebody that's 65 or 70 years old that says, I totally regret having that second child. But I have met people that have said, I shouldn't have, or that,
I should have had the second one.
Yeah. So this may be the lonely phone topic that I ask for. I'm wondering, and we could put you on the voice disguiser for this. We'll probably have to do that, actually, if we want to get some honesty. I wonder if there's anybody listening that regrets having the second child.
Mm. That may be the lonely topic. I just know that Millie Pete had me when she was 41. I was the accident. She had an easy pregnancy with me somewhat. I was her third child, but she had a difficult delivery. And it was a delivery in which both of our lives were at stake. And I had to be in the little plastic bubble for a day after I was born and all that stuff. But the first thing that she said to the doctors was, I want to have another one. Because I was 10 years younger than my older siblings, and so she wanted me to have a companion, and the doctors were the ones that told her not to because of her age, and they went ahead and she tied her tubes after I was born. But if, you know, I think from her experience, and if you can financially and you can time-wise, then I think it's a wise decision to have another child.
That's the thing also. It wasn't just Stacey's 9 months that she was uncomfortable being pregnant, because she can get past that. I know she can, but we're looking at it also, and we're looking at time. You know, like, do we really have time for a second? There are times where I'm working late and I feel like I haven't been a father to Hayden all day long. And she's like, is that what's going to happen with the second one? So there are a lot of things that we're just weighing on both sides of the fence here. But the, like I said, the one comment that keeps coming up is like, I've never met anybody that regretted having the second child. And I just want to know, in all honesty, is there a chance that we would have that regret?
I certainly can't tell you from a parent perspective, but from a sibling perspective, I have a younger brother who is 3 years younger than me. So it would be about the age difference between Hayden and his younger sibling. And it's a relationship like none other in my life. And like, my brother is such a special friendship, such a special relationship, because there's nobody else like that. My parents aren't like that. It's not the same relationship I have with my parents that I do with my brother, my friends, my husband. You know, as close as anybody can be to me, they can't be the same relationship that I have with my brother, because we've just been together all the way through. And it's just because of our age being close together. We were in school together. You know, when I was a senior in high school, he was the freshman in high school. And it was like, I mean, just all the way through, it's just been such an incredible relationship. And we still talk to each other once a week. We're on the phone for an hour. And it's just one of those relationships where I would want that for my children. And I think that, you know, I'm just saying it from the sibling perspective, that it would be so cool to give Hayden that relationship.
And to have somebody to complain about the parents with. You know, I mean, I really, it sounds terrible, but I do think if you can give your child the opportunity to not have to have the entire burden on their shoulders when it comes to the household stuff that's going on, if you know, the child is frustrated with the parent, if they had a sibling to be able to compare notes with, I think it makes it easier on the children.
Well, from the parent's perspective, I mean, if you're being totally honest, do you regret having the second child? Good morning, Christy.
I do not regret having a second child. But had we had her first, there would never have been a second.
Why you say that?
If you had your second child first, you mean?
I'm sorry?
If you had your second child first, you
would never have had a second.
Why?
Because the first one was so incredibly easy. We were like, wow, we can do this again. The second one, whoa, total night and day.
Really big.
She had colic from day one. She was a difficult baby. She was a difficult toddler. And I love her with every grain of my being, but she is a hard baby.
Yeah, that's a real big fear for us also, because our child, outside of being born 6 weeks early and having some of the stuff that goes along with being a preemie for the first year, outside of that, so easy, so low maintenance, so flexible, so laid back. And so many times I've talked to parents that said the second one comes out so different, polar opposites from the first.
It is totally different. It is completely different, and they require totally different parenting.
So what, though? So what? So it's harder.
And I'm not saying that. I would never give her back. I love her so much. But had she been born first, we just wouldn't have done the second. It was too hard. It was so hard that we wouldn't have done the second.
So what, says the woman with no children?
I know.
Who cares?
I'm just saying, from an outside perspective, so what that she was harder? She's still your child, and she's still, you know, I don't know. She's still going to be a sibling to that first child, and I don't know.
But there's such a strain. Like, I've seen families that have that second one. It's such a hell child that it really puts a strain on the entire family and the relationship between mom and dad, and some can't get over that. And I guess you never know that until you're in it.
I think it's fascinating that we had the same discussion about whether you and Stacey are ready to have your first child, and now we're having the same. It's almost as if parents have this, you just have the stress over the decision to have a child, which you should, because it's a huge decision. But I just think it's fascinating that you got to understand that this was the same conversation we had about Hayden.
Should play it back.
You know?
We should play some of that back so I can hear that, you know? Need the voice disguiser for this one.
Oh, here's a hater.
Good morning, Bill. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I don't regret the second, but I do regret the third.
Oh, okay.
And not from a perspective that it was hard, but I think that once the kids outnumber the parents, it's a losing battle.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, people associate it to like a basketball game. Like, it's pretty much one-on-one.
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing is that, you know, I'll vote for number two because I think until you have two, you don't appreciate the differences in your kid. And if you have a child, you think, oh, well, all children should be like this one. Because it's having that only child, that's your total experience. And so you kind of think that all the kids should be like yours because this is the way kids should be, right?
Right.
And so if you have a really good kid, you think all kids should be good. And if you have a really bad kid, you think all kids are bad.
Yeah, and I think also that, you know, the placement and the siblings, I mean, more than likely your second child would have a different personality than Hayden because it needs to be special to you guys. I mean, that's how, if you look at most siblings, especially those closer together, one is a little more aggressive, the other one's a little more laid back. And I think that's just a way for them to be able to have independence within the house, but I think it's healthy.
Some of this is like fatalistic on my end also. Like Jeff and I had this talk a couple of weeks ago on the air that at least within my life, things have gone pretty steady and pretty easy. And I think I always live with this small part inside of me that's just like has looked at the first part of my life and gone, you know what? Things have gone pretty easy. And what am I going to do to screw this up to make the second half really, really, really difficult?
Have a daughter.
Maybe that could be it. Maybe that
could
be it. Where
Stacey's like, yeah.
No, she's like, you know, either way. Right. You know, yeah. We don't need the voice disguiser for Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think in your heart, you know, if you really want a second child. I speak from my perspective of, number one, I had my kids when I was really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't regret my second child, but I agree with Christy. Had he been first, he would have been the only.
Really?
He is 8, almost 9 now, and he is autistic. Mm-hmm. And it is just extremely hard. You know, I mean, my oldest child, great. I mean, he is very, very smart. He's very independent. The second child, it does put a strain on your relationship with your spouse when you have a child that has special needs. Mm-hmm. And you always have to think about that. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with my husband. There's nothing wrong with me. Jacob just came out different, mm-hmm. you know, and he's been that way since day one. And you just really, you know, I think that you're doing the right thing by really talking about whether you want a second child or not. That's a huge step that a lot of people don't take. Number two is usually an accident or, you know, they've thought about it, but they haven't really decided. And then, oh, all of a sudden they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think you're doing the right thing by saying that, you know, you really have to think about whether you want a second child. And I love my second child, like Christy said, with every fiber of my being, and I would not give him back for the world. But it is extremely hard to have a special needs child.
No, you're just being honest. I can understand that.
Yeah.
We see.
It is.
I mean, we see some of the parents on Bert's Big Adventure. I mean, the things you take for granted every single day. I mean, it's obstacle after obstacle when you have a special needs children. It can't help but take a strain on you and your relationship with your husband or wife.
And I think that parents are human too, and people's reaction to those situations you can't know until you're thrust into it, you know?
Hey, Lynn, you'll be the last call, then we'll move on. What's going on?
Hey, me and my husband are both have been married before.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 children from a previous marriage. I have 1 child from a previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We have currently been together for 14 years, and we have an 11-year-old that is 7.5 years younger than any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go back now, they would all be grown by now. I wouldn't have done it.
I was teased. I was like, I just want to hug the little 11-year-old.
Now there you go. He is my baby boy. I would not take $1 million for him, but I wouldn't give a nickel for another one.
I think that speaks volumes right there.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.